From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. United Parcel Service and Federal Express are facing increased competition from DHL. That's a German-owned company and the largest international express delivery company. It's now trying to expand business in the United States. UPS and FedEx claim that DHL has an unfair advantage, and they've begun a legal battle against the company. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
While UPS and FedEx dominate much of the American express delivery market, when you get outside the U.S., DHL is the hands-down leader. The company, based in Bermuda, operates the world's largest express carrier with 69,000 employees and service to 228 countries. The company has had a small delivery operation within the U.S. for years, but last year it reorganized and got an infusion of capital in the hopes of becoming a major competitor. UPS and FedEx responded by trying to get DHL's American operation shut down.
The whole issue with this is that DHL is owned and controlled by the Deutsche Post, the German Postal Service.
Tad Siegel is a spokesman for Atlanta-based UPS. He says the financial backing of Deutsche Post could help DHL offer lower rates in the United States.
The concern that we have is that they're able to use these huge advantages that Deutsche Post has in Germany, the revenue that they get from their monopoly on letter mail, etc., to leverage that to compete unfairly in the United States.
Siegel also complains DHL has backing from the German government because Germany owns part of Deutsche Post.
You shouldn't allow foreign government monopolies to come into the United States and compete against domestic companies that are paying their full share of taxes, that are abiding by all the laws of the United States. It distorts the marketplace.
Deutsche Post says UPS and FedEx are distorting the truth. Monica Wulfsmatthies, spokeswoman for Deutsche Post, says her company's role delivering mail in Germany has nothing to do with DHL.
There is no funding from Deutsche Post for the operations of DHL. We profit from DHL, but there is no funding for the operations which, for instance, DHL carries out in the United States.
Officials with DHL say UPS and FedEx are simply afraid of competition. DHL spokesman Bill Doak.
DHL has only wanted fair and open competition here in the U.S. Unfortunately, we continually have to operate under what amounts to nothing more than legal harassment and attempt to squash competition here in the U.S.
Doak points to the complaints UPS and FedEx filed with the Department of Transportation demanding it revoke the license it gave to DHL's new trucking operation last November. The department rejected the complaints. In a ruling in May, the department said there was no evidence Deutsche Post subsidizes DHL. It said DHL's entry into the U.S. market, quote, promises public benefits by adding competition and providing consumer choice. But the legal wrangling did not end there. In order to move packages, DHL needs trucks and airplanes. And recently, UPS and FedEx launched a battle against DHL's airplanes. They filed complaints saying DHL should not be licensed to fly within the U.S. FedEx spokesman Greg Rossiter.
DHL is owned by foreign citizens, and the law is very clear. Foreign citizen ownership of an airline should preclude that airline from being able to operate in the United States.
Federal law says licensed carriers must be 75% owned by Americans. DHL Airways has qualified. It's officially a separate company that is 75% American-owned in terms of voting rights. But FedEx and UPS charge that DHL Airways is effectively controlled by DHL International, a foreign agency. UPS and FedEx demanded the DOT not license DHL Airways until the department completes a review of DHL. FedEx spokesman Greg Rossiter insists this is not just a technicality. He says it's about fairness.
If U.S. airlines are not going to be able to operate easily and seamlessly around the world, then we don't believe that foreign airlines ought to have those rights in the United States.
But DHL says its airline absolutely qualifies as an American-owned company. It calls the latest moves more attempts to avoid competition. DHL spokesman Bill Doak says his company should be allowed to focus on business rather than defending itself from attacks.
That's all DHL is looking for, is to be treated fairly in the U.S. marketplace and have the right to compete.
Doak says DHL has less than 1% of the U.S. domestic shipping market, and yet it's managed to scare the biggest players in the American industry. But UPS and FedEx say this is no David and Goliath. They say DHL has the ability to carve itself a big slice of the estimated $60 billion domestic package and cargo business, and it should have to compete on a level playing field. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Lebs in Atlanta.